Hey there. Sorry for the sudden call. Yeah, I was just wondering if you were doing anything. Yeah, yes. I do understand that it's 2 a.m., but there are some people who like to party until morning. Or something like that. Heck, my brother and one of his friends make frequent 1 a.m. trips to this Japanese restaurant just because it doesn't close till 3. So, are you free right now? I really need to see someone. All right, thank you. I'll see you soon. Hey. Thanks for coming. Sorry I made you drive over here so late at night. Or I guess it's more early in the morning. Can I get you anything to drink? Or eat, I guess. Actually, I don't think I really have any food right now. I've just been ordering food and having it delivered to me recently. But I can still get you something to drink. I have tea, hot chocolate, coffee, and water. Would you like any of those? All right. I'll grab you a water. Give me a second to brew myself some coffee, then I will be back with your drink. Yeah, I'm drinking coffee. Is there something wrong with that? Oh, the caffeine? Yeah, don't worry about it. My sleep schedule is already terrible. This isn't gonna make it worse. Oh, it's awful right now. I only woke up 3 hours ago, you know. Drinking this coffee really isn't gonna change things. When did I go to sleep? I want to say 6 p.m. or so. I fell asleep watching The Last Man on Earth on the couch, but I probably was going to go to sleep soon anyways. What's the big deal? It's not like my sleep is hurting anyone else. Not that anyone else really cares, and plus, I'm not working. I'm not going to school. I haven't even left my house this week, so what's the issue? Yeah, I haven't left my house in a week. Actually, maybe even longer now that I think about it. All the days have kind of been blending together recently, and I haven't had a need to check the calendar. What day of the week is it? Tuesday? It's Friday? Oh. Then it's probably been closer to 10 to 12 days since I last left the house. Why haven't I left the house? Well, there hasn't been any reason to. And plus, every time I've gone out recently, I'd become absolutely exhausted after just a little bit of time. It didn't matter if it was bowling with my family or just going through a drive-thru. I just got really, I don't know,
burnt out. It felt like with just a little bit of socializing, I had run out of energy completely. It was kind of suffocating, you know? I'm starting to think something's wrong with me. At this point, it doesn't matter how many people are around me. I still feel isolated, alone. Am I not good enough and everyone is just politely ignoring me? Do I not have a place to belong? I'm sorry. I'm just kind of trauma dumping on you. It's just... I haven't been able to have a good conversation with someone in a long time. I've locked myself in the solitary confinement of my house, bottling up these feelings, just waiting to explode. Can I please hug you? It's been so long since I've had human contact. It's probably been even longer since I had a hug. Sorry. I might get your shoulder a little wet. I've been wanting to cry. Trying to for so long. But no tears have come. I think they might be coming soon, though. Thank you. Thank you so much. You don't know how much you mean to me. I was just sitting here the last few hours in this room. No lights at all. I was just there, staring into the darkness, waiting, hoping something might stare back. Something that might be able to help me. I know I needed to get help, but it scared me to do all that alone. The only thing I could think to do was to call you. You're the only person who I ever felt actually cared for me. Your concern actually felt genuine. Not like the others who felt like they were caring for me so that I'd care for them. Because you've been there for me. It's helped me to be able to make it to this point. Without you, I'm not sure where I'd be right now. You know, I like you. Like, I really like you. I mean, how could I not at this point? You've helped me with more than you probably know. I'm spilling everything out right now. I've bottled it in for so long. There are so many things I didn't do. Because I thought how you'd be sad about what I did. One of the only things that make me happy is talking to you, messaging you, thinking about you. I know I need to get help. Maybe even go to therapy. Okay. Probably need to go to therapy, but I'm scared to take that first step. Will you help me? Not just as a friend, but as a boyfriend? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. Can you stay here tonight with me? And then in the morning, we can look for a therapist together.